This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern are open for discussion.
All righty, thanks for joining us today. I'm Dave Bernstein, and coming up in our second half hour, we're going to talk about a great program for the self-esteem of young girls, and they do it kind of an athletic way. It's called Girls on the Run. And we'll be talking about their 2019 Superhero 5K run. The fun run is coming up this Saturday, but we'll get to that conversation in our second half hour. Right now, we welcome Rachel Levy, who's executive director of the Wenatchee Valley College Foundation, and April Clayton, who is on the board and kind of in charge of getting the word out. And welcome to you both. Thanks, ladies, for coming in today. We appreciate it. The College Foundation Gala is coming up on Saturday as well. So go do a fun run and then work up an appetite for a fabulous meal and celebrate the success of the 2018 and look ahead to the bright future for the Wenatchee Valley College. So Rachel and April, thanks for being here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
So I was just kind of looking at the website, getting some information about the gala coming up on Saturday. And College Foundation has been around since 1973.
That's right. It's been around for quite a long while. And the legacy that many individuals have established over that time period results in about $500,000 that we give to the college every single year. Most of that is in scholarship funds, and then the remaining amount goes towards programmatic support, such as new software, updated facilities, new equipment. Every single year, the needs of the college change, and we're able to address those needs thanks to the generosity of our community and the legacy of numerous individuals.
You're coming up on almost 50-year celebration here in just a few short years from now. It'll get here quick, won't it?
For the foundation, yes.
So each year the gala is a time to look back and reflect on a great year and lots of successes and achievements, and then to look ahead. And so you do this with a fun event. You've got a live auction and also some great awards that you'll be handing out. So tell us about some of the awards that are recognized, and among them are some students that will be honored.
That's right. For the first time at the gala, we'll be recognizing two different students on their achievements. So we're excited to have that as a part of the program. And then the foundation will be presenting our annual awards at the event. The first one I'll talk about is our outstanding friend of the college. This recognizes a philanthropist, a great supporter of the college and our students. This year, we'll be recognizing Terry and Suzanne Sorum with that award. We recognize our Distinguished Alumni of the Year, and this year that's Barbara Walters, our very own Executive Director of North Central Regional Library. We have our Harvey Award, which recognizes a former board member, and Ford Barrett will be recognized for that. And then we have a couple of heroes, which are kind of the people behind the scene that make a significant impact on the college but don't always shout it from the hills. So this is our chance to recognize them. One of them is Roy Ferguson, who works closely with Stacey Lukensmeyer in the Center for Entrepreneurship. And then the other one is Cakes for College. So if you were at Apple Blossom a couple of weeks ago eating a funnel cake, little did you know that you were actually supporting scholarships for Wenatchee Valley College students.
Oh, well, I would have had more if I'd have.
Always next year.
If I'd had known that. There's so many people that work behind the scenes at the college to make this happen, and these are the kind of folks that will be recognized with these awards. Too late, of course. These nominations were closed some time ago. Obviously, we're recognizing these names, and that's what this night is all about.
It really is. It's recognizing our supporters, and it's celebrating our students and what the college does for our community. And, of course, it's raising dollars to support those students and the college to make higher education affordable and to make sure we are providing an excellent education to our students and to our community.
Now, I noticed you didn't mention the students. Is this a surprise, kind of keeping that under wraps yet? Or
So they'll be announced the night of, yes.
Okay, so and the winner is, so a little bit of excitement. How many students are supported with scholarships underwritten through the foundation?
So this year we supported about 100 students with scholarship funds, and it totaled about $280,000. And something that's been interesting over the last couple of years for us is we now offer 4-year bachelor degrees. And so our student need when it comes to scholarship funds has grown, because not only are we supporting students in one-year certificates or two-year associate's degrees, but we now have these four-year bachelor degrees that they're going on to accomplish. And those bachelor degree programs were designed specifically to address local needs. As a community college, we don't just start programs without feedback from the community. We've had local industries specifically come and tell us, we need a Bachelor of Nursing program. We need a Bachelor of Applied Science program for engineering technology. And we should have a couple of more coming out this fall as well. So it's very exciting to see our needs in the community grow, and therefore the college is responding to them, and therefore the foundation is responding to them as well by supporting our students and by supporting the programs themselves.
If someone has a family legacy that they'd like to help support the foundation with, how do they get the ball rolling on that? I know you'd love a call, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. We'd love a call, and they can reach us at 509-682-6410, or they can email us at foundation@wvc.edu.
All righty. We're talking with Rachel Evie. She's the executive director. April Clayton is here as well, who's probably been working a lot on the program set for Saturday night's gala. Tell us about all the fun things that are planned. I know you've got a great live auction with some of the highlights of items, include some great helicopter tours.
Yes, we do. We have a great donation from Atomic Helicopters. It's a 75-minute helicopter tour over the Cascade Mountains, checking out Snoqualmie, then Lake Union, and then the Seattle skyline for two people. Great package. It's going to be live auctioned off. We also have Horan Estates Winery in conjunction with Taste Buds. They're doing a wine tasting dinner at the Horan owner's house. That would be Dennis and Beth Dobbs. We also have a great package from Digital Media Northwest. If your business wants a professional web page, they can get it set up for you. Everything from professional photography, copywriting, web design. We've also got Burrell Hawkins. He has donated a whiskey tasting and cigar night at his house with transportation provided. We've also got some great artworks. We also have another great baseball package. It's the Wenatchee Apple Sox baseball club tickets along with Seattle Mariner baseball tickets combined in it. We got some great packages from winery. We've got a lot of winery we're going to be that we're going to be donating. Let's see, we've got artwork. One of the special
I'll take a winery.
Yeah, I would too. But one of the funner art things is the students from Wenatchee Valley College have got together and they have made a metal logo for your front yard. So I'm really interested to see where that one goes.
So how do you get tickets?
Just go online to get tickets. You're going to want to go online in advance because there is going to be a dinner there too. So we'd like you to, you know, at least tell us what you're having for dinner so we can have it ready for you. Beef, chicken, and vegetables. We're also going to have a power raise as well as a silent auction and a live auction. And so it's just going to be a lot of fun. So we really do encourage everyone to show up.
I think if you just Google Wenatchee Valley College, but wvc.edu/foundation, or just Google Wenatchee Valley College, and first thing that comes up on the homepage is you can't miss it, the foundation gala. April, how long have you been a board member?
I have been a board member for about 2 years now. I've spent a lot of time this gala helping to get some donations together, so I'm really excited to be part of the foundation. It's a great organization. I myself went to a community college, so I'm really happy to be giving back to the community.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, what do you find most rewarding about being a part of the foundation?
Well, actually, last year I was given the opportunity to actually go to Waterville High School and present one of the recipients the scholarship they had won from Wenatchee Valley College, and that's always so very rewarding. Plus, being able to get the money together for the students, knowing that it's going to a great place back in our community, is always very helpful.
Now, you're in the agriculture field. In fact,
yes.
You are the familiar voice of the Farm Bureau Minutes. So what's your success story for particularly young people that and you mentioned that you went to a community college, that how they can start their education or maybe just get into there's all kinds of very successful fields that even with a two-year program or some of the four-year programs that we're offering through WVC, that foundation can be built right here at WVC. What's when you go talk to those young people like at Waterville High School, for instance, it's a big success, and it starts at WVC.
Yeah, because we have smaller class sizes than maybe at a larger university, the students really get that care and attention. So they get a great foundation to take on with them, whether they choose to stay here in the Valley or if they choose to go on to another four-year college. What they get here is so much better than what they can get at starting out at a four-year college. That's why I just am so excited to be part of the community college. And we do have several agriculture courses at the community college as well. So it's a great opportunity for students to get an idea of what's out there. You know, take some agriculture classes, take some art classes before you sign up for that four-year school where you get lost in the shuffle trying to get that four-year degree.
All right, Rachel, tell us about some of the challenges that you're facing right now in trying to raise more and more funds for the foundation right now. But in your day-to-day work, what's your biggest challenge that you face?
Right. I feel like our biggest challenge really is informing the public about our student demographics as they stand right now. Wenatchee Valley College is a Hispanic-serving institution, so we have a lot of students that are first generation, and so making sure they have extra support so that they can succeed. We have some great enrollment instructors at the college and specialists that really make sure those students retain. About 30% of our students have children, and so how can we best support them? Is it providing childcare at the college? Is it giving scholarships so that they can afford childcare? Is it partnering with Link Transit so that they can have public transportation to get to and from the campus with children, maybe for our evening classes? And as I mentioned earlier, our programs are expanding into new areas, including our four-year degrees. And those upper division coursework in their third and fourth year, the tuition is actually twice as much as their first and second year. And so making sure they have the extra scholarship support there. A lot of our students, about 40% of them, still are in the technical education field. So if you are going to school for welding or for auto tech, you're not just paying tuition, you're also paying for your tools that you're going to be using in the shop. And so some of those programs have unexpected expenses for our students, and not all of our donors or community members know that's something else that's expected from them. And so the foundation is really able to come in and add that layer of support. For example, our nursing students get a supply bag at the start of every year that's through the foundation from our Nurses for Tomorrow campaign. And so they don't have to buy about $500 worth of supplies, whether it's, you know, their stethoscope or their shoes or their scrubs. And so the foundation is in line with the college's mission to support our students holistically. So we're not just buying new equipment or new software, but we want to make sure students have their basic needs supported as well through an emergency fund that we provide, the Knights Care Fund. That way, if they find themselves living out of their car, we can help them find an emergency apartment. If they find themselves hungry and unable to afford food that week because they had to buy a textbook that was more than they expected to cost, then we have a food pantry for them as well.
It's not a short list.
It's not a short list, no. And so if you look at what the college does, the foundation usually has a hand in it everywhere. And, you know, $500,000 goes a long way, but there's still more opportunities to support our students and to support our programs, especially as it continues to grow both for our student population and for our program offerings.
Now, the legislature is expanding in future years the amount of money that's available for more and more students. Is that going to make it, is it going to ease any of the pressure for the foundation, or how is that going to change the picture for the money that the foundation's able to provide for scholarships? Are you still kind of working on a game plan for that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the dollars that we receive from the state oftentimes have parameters. For example, if you're a student that maybe dropped out of the high school and now you're coming to WVC because you want to start your career to support your family, if you're taking non-credit classes, so they're often called adult basic education to get your high school diploma, you can't get public funding for that. You can't get state or federal funding, but you still have, you know, your kids maybe, you still have your apartment, you still have to pay for tuition. So the foundation can come in and support those types of students. Same thing for students that are DACA recipients. They may not be able to receive public funds, but they can receive funds from the foundation. So while our support from the state continues to address different areas, there are still areas of need, gaps that sometimes aren't addressed. And of course, there's always limited funding, so we can go above and beyond what they offer.
Well, we hope as many people can attend the Wenatchee Valley College Foundation Gala. The one thing we haven't mentioned so far, though, is when does it start? So let's talk about when you need to show up and after you get your tickets.
Yeah, it starts at 5 o'clock this Saturday at the Wenatchee Convention Center in the Orchard Hall. So show up, and we'll be having open cash bar, I believe, and dinner goes with the price of your ticket, and cocktail attire. We're going to have lots of fun. Is there going to be a string band? I can't remember.
There is not.
No string band, but there will be music. Lots of fun, though. I had a great time last year, and I look forward to coming this year as well.
How much are tickets?
Tickets are $75, and you can, like I said, purchase them online, and the event starts at 5, and we hope to see everybody there.
And how about the attire?
Cocktail attire. So dressed to the nines. We had a couple of gentlemen in tuxedos last year. So
we had a couple ball gowns too last
year.
Couple
ball gowns. So if you're Wenatchee and when you want an excuse to dress up, come to our gala. And tickets are available online at wvc.edu/foundation/gala.
Okay. All righty. Hope you get a great turnout and some wonderful recipients and a couple of student honors as well, which will be a surprise. Of course, they will be delighted, I'm sure, to hear their names called.
Of course. Thank you so much for having us.
We sure appreciate having you in. Rachel Levy, Executive Director of the Wenatchee Valley College Foundation. April Clayton, Board Member. And, again, the College Foundation Gala is coming up this Saturday night. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the Girls on the Run 2019 Superhero 5K Fun Run on Saturday as well. Girls on the Run Columbia Valley, there are chapters around the state, and we're going to talk about their special event at the Pybus. And a great organization to build the self-esteem of young girls. That's next on the agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ. News time is 12:32.
The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, kpq.com, and streaming to your Alexa device. You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, kpq.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
And we are back. I was just visiting a little bit with our next guest and wanted to get up a little bit to speed, and that's kind of what we're going to achieve today. Lorraine Aricott, who is the program specialist with Girls on the Run. Girls on the Run is a very interesting organization. You know, I think I've heard the name before, Lorraine, and looked on the website, and very quickly was able to conclude that while it's an organization that puts on events that kind of involve running activities, this is so much more than just, hey, let's just put on a little fun run. It's really about building self-esteem for young girls.
Oh, yeah.
And but it also it's not just let's get a bunch of young adolescent girls together and let them have fun going for a run. You need coaches, and Lorraine's here to explain a little bit how this all works. So let's cover a couple of quick bases.
Sure.
The Superhero Fun Run is coming up this Saturday, and we'll tell you how you can get a young girl in your family signed up and going for that. But tell us how the program works and how it builds self-esteem and why that's so important.
Mm-hmm. So Girls on the Run is a 10-week program that is for 3rd to 5th grade girls. And through our lessons, we truly teach the girls how to make healthy decisions, how to be emotionally aware of what they're going through, healthy ways to cope with difficult emotions. And then we also teach them the importance of empathy and compassion as they, as a team, work together to give back to their community. And each practice. They have two practices a week. Each practice, they're setting goals for themselves. And it's all about working to improve themselves each week. It's not about competition. It's not about how fast they're going or how slow they're going. It's all about progress. And so by the end of this 10-week program, they get to run a 5K. And they can skip it. They can walk it. It's all about completing the 5K, knowing that you did that on your own with the help of your teammates, and to be something that they're proud of. Along with our teams that we now have over 13 in the Chelan Douglas County, we have volunteer coaches who have volunteered and dedicated their time to being with these girls that help them understand what a healthy role model looks like. That can be men or women. And we, as an organization, provide our coaches with all the supplies needed. We give them the curriculum book that lays out how each lesson should go. And each team has shirts, water bottles, and snacks for every practice.
So the practices are all centered around running. Tell us a little bit about what a typical practice is like.
The practices start out with laying out what the theme is for the practice, and that changes each day, but each lesson builds on top of each other. So the first couple of practices are about choosing to be a girl on the run, which is choosing to be a team leader, choosing to be positive, choosing to be compassionate, and what does it mean to choose those things? And then as they keep progressing along, they talk about emotions, they talk about standing up for themselves and standing up for others. And all of these lessons we incorporate running into. So in the beginning, we kind of talk about what does this mean to you? And we just kind of talk about it as a team. And then from there, we might go into warming up. So we warm up getting ready for our workout. And that sometimes can include some games that include some running, or they might run and we give them scenarios on what they would do in that scenario, and that helps them really think about those themes that we just discussed.
We're talking with Lorraine Aricott, and she is with Girls on the Run. She is a program specialist. Their big superhero fun run is coming up this Saturday. Why use running as the kind of the vehicle to kind of through a kind of a 10-week period help build self-esteem and leadership and team building? Why is running the vehicle, I guess? Because maybe you could do this in other ways, but running is kind of the choice here. Tell us a little bit about that.
I think we have a lot of coaches that are teachers as well, and they've noticed that that this program has actually helped their students in school as well. So exercise and running and the lessons that we talk about has actually improved girls' test scores and how much they're engaging in class. And I think that's a lot due to the way we structure around exercise and running. And it gives them the chance to understand that their mind and body are connected. And if you think positively and think that you are capable of great things, and connect that to, oh, my legs and my arms are moving, and look at that, like that's something to be proud of. The girls really connect that to how they can achieve any dream or goal they set their mind to.
So the kind of the 10-week program, that's for third to fifth grade girls? Is that, that's
yes.
What you, do you have to, if you're thinking, well, my daughter's third, fourth, fifth grade, fits right in there. But maybe she's not, the greatest athlete or anything like that, or she hasn't really kind of been real interested in sports. That's who you're looking for, I would guess. She does like to do a lot of sports. That's who we're looking for. So you want everybody, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we want everyone to be involved. We have parents who send their kids if they're more shy or if they're feeling like they don't have many friends at school, and Girls on the Run really gives those girls a space to thrive, and that's what's really cool about the program.
So it takes place, now this is and I'm going to give you a website here when we get done so you can get signed up for the superhero. Now there's the 10-week program, but you've also got your superhero fun run coming up this Saturday, and you don't have to just be third through fifth grade to be in the fun run.
Yeah, this fun run is like for the entire community. It's going to be happening at Pybus Public Market this Saturday, and we'll be running from Pybus to Walla Walla Point Park. But even though it's called Girls on the Run Superhero 5K, we truly want the whole community to come out and celebrate. What does it mean to support Girls on the Run? It's not just for this organization. It's for the community. It's for lifting up those youth in our community that are going to be future leaders. And they need those foundational tools like self-esteem, like confidence, empathy, these foundational values that will soon bring them to just a lot of great things. So.
Now, I notice on the website, costumes are welcome and encouraged for the fun run, correct?
Yes, for sure. We want people to have fun and dress up as superheroes, celebrate the superheroes in your life, be your favorite superhero. So we're excited.
That's what a superhero is all about. You provided me a little bit of information. You really could use adult coaches, men and women, for the program as you begin the 10-week sessions or, I guess, cycles for through the summer. How long does the program kind of continue throughout the year? Or do you do this year-round?
We have two seasons. So we have a fall season and a spring season. And the spring season culminates to our Superhero 5K, and the fall season culminates to our Turkey Run, which we collaborate with Run Wenatchee. And this year, in the spring, we have 13 schools. Each school usually has about 2 to 3 coaches. And if we don't have enough coaches, we can't have a team at that school. So, coaches can be teachers, it can be parents, it can be anyone from the community. And we just require that our head coach be a woman. But we have assistant coaches who may, commit to once a week a practice rather than twice a week. And those people can be men or women. And I think it's really important that the girls see men as coaches and see what a healthy role model looks like that can talk about emotions and talk about vulnerability and also motivate them. So you
say you have 13 teams around here. How many girls are on a team? Tell us about kind of the team structure.
Each team, it can be as small as 5 people a team, or it can be as large as, I know Cascade Elementary has about 34 girls. So we have a 6-to-1 ratio. So for every 6 girls, there's a coach. So we want to make sure that each girl is supported for that one-on-one relationship. And we have teams as far as Waterville, Chelan. We just started a new team in Leavenworth. So we're trying to expand, but it all depends on how many coaches volunteer.
All right. The more, the merrier. So I'm going to give you a website, and then when we're going to come back, we're going to tell you how, again, how to get signed up for the Superhero 5K Fun Run on May 18th, GOTR, which is Girls on the Run. That's easy to remember. GOTR, ColumbiaValley.org, because this is the Columbia Valley chapter of Girls on the Run. Is this a nationwide organization?
Yeah.
When I looked on the website, I went, oh my goodness, select your region. So this is a big deal.
Yeah, it's nationwide. I don't know the numbers, but there's several girls all over the nation doing the same program.
Well, good for you. Superhero 5K Fun Run is coming up on Saturday. We'll get you the time and all of that and tell you how to get signed up if you have a young lady that would like to be in this. And actually, everyone can do this. I could put on my tutu and some stuff like that and get dressed up like a superhero if I want to kind of look like one of the girls, or I could be a commander radio announcer and be that superhero character. But it's coming up this Saturday. We'll tell you how to get signed up and participate in a really fun event. And sounds like a great organization. And we'll come back in just a moment on the agenda, give you some final details for that on News Radio 560 KPQ.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
Well, our guest is Lorraine Aricott, and she is the Girls on the Run program specialist for our area, the Columbia Valley chapter of Girls on the Run, and an organization that also is going to have a fun run this Saturday and also to raise money for scholarships to join as well. And I know you're trying to help out as many young girls get into this program as possible.
Yes, our program costs $40 for girls to join, and we have financial discounts for those with free and reduced lunches, and then we continue to offer scholarships for girls who whose families need it. And we want to make sure that this program is accessible for all families and that finance is never the barrier. And so this 5K run is going to help us fundraise for those fund scholarships.
Well, if you go to the website, GOTR, which is short for Girls on the Run, GOTRColumbiaValley.org, you can't miss it, and you can get signed up there. But everything starts, the 5K starts at 10 a.m. at the Pybus Market right outside. But you can get signed up. And, again, there are everyone's really welcome to participate in this. So if you get on the website there, you can be a running buddy, 16 and above. You can there's all kinds of different registration categories, youth, child, 5K, running buddy, and coach. There's all kinds of different ways you can get involved in this organization. And if you'd like to be a coach specifically, I know you'd really the events kind of sounds like a way to, for the whole community to find out about Girls on the Run. So if you're down there and say, hey, this is a, sounds like a great group, heard about them on the radio or what have you, I'd like to get signed up as a coach. Would there be a way to learn more at the event?
Yes. We will be setting up starting from 8:30 in the morning Saturday. At 9 a.m. we have fun pre-run festivities like photo booth and happy hair and temporary tattoos and all these fun stuff. So find anyone with a Girls on the Run shirt, and we'll be more than happy to tell you about our experience and how you can get plugged in.
All right. Hope you get a great turnout. And Girls on the Run, third through fifth grade. And if you get more coaches, who knows? Maybe you can expand it to even some broader age ranges. But, Lorraine, I sure appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you so much.
Lorraine Arricott with Girls on the Run. The big fun run is coming up this Saturday at 10 a.m. Get there early, find out more, get signed up if you forgot to do it online, but sign up ahead of time if you can. We sure appreciate it. Thanks for being here today. Tomorrow, Chelan County Sheriff Brian Burnett is our guest on the agenda.